item is conditional use 1642, Sunrise Ventures, time extension.
This is a request for an extension. Conditional use was approved March 21st of this year.
So it's just a 1 year, just, it's not retroactive, it's just a 1 year.
Yeah, it's really not, it's not even expired yet.
Mr. Chairman, I grant that we give a 1 year time extension to conditional use 1642 Sunrise Ventures.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to grant a 1 year time extension to conditional use 1642 Sunrise Ventures. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda. Mr. Lake, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
But just on that Sweetman, the conditional use 1579. They've got OAC approval, but Del Dot's, there's a little bit of argument about he was using his access to his parents' property in the rear to for his access, and they're trying to tell him he has to have a separate access to his property, and it makes more sense to try to use, because remember, it sits way back.
I went out and talked to Mr. Sweetman about 2 weeks ago, yeah. And he's as frustrated as anyone. He's done all these plannings and everything, got the fence and everything.
The plannings are all done now? The landscaping? Because I haven't heard any more complaints from his neighbor. But,
sounded very excessive to me.
One where he had the next door neighbor that was like a commando. I remember that taking pictures at the crack of dawn. And
the lights were coming between the buildings and projecting on their household or something. Yeah. Something else too.
Citizen enforcement. Okay. Anything else, Mr.
Lane? We had a public hearing on Tuesday with council, and they approved both conditional uses that we had held a couple weeks ago. Blank on what names they were.
Murray and...
Oh, yeah, Philip Murray at the four-wheel drive Gumboro at Slayton. And the...
these ones we didn't...
Oh, yeah.
Was that the mud hop one?
They were real quick. That's why I don't remember. Oh, the survey and office out on at Harbison.
Oh, yeah.
Those two were granted. I won't be here next week.
That's disappointing.
Shane's taking over directorship next week, and
fishing or golfing?
Cool.
I'm going to hopefully go fishing, golfing, and spend some time with my grandchildren in Florida. So
when do you leave?
I'll be back sometime around Christmas. I'm not sure before or after. Sunday.
Leaving Sunday. Tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be here Sunday.
Will Mr. Johnson be here?
I've got to call his office because his office called, and I haven't been able to get back with her to see, because she called and asked if we were meeting on 21st, in which we had already scheduled the 21st a year ago, but she didn't know, or he had called and asked a question about the 21st, so I'm not sure. Today was an emergency due to the girlfriend's father passed away yesterday, and he rushed up, took her up to Pennsylvania.
What's the lineup looking like these days? Are we still...
14 months.
Still 100 deep?
Yep.
Are they still coming in at the same pace as always?
Yep. The conditional uses, well, as of 2 weeks ago, I introduced 13 ordinances for conditional uses and change of zones that I'd received since September 11th of this year. So it was a big slowdown in conditionals and changes. I received two this week. I hadn't received any for a couple weeks. Shane's got close to 70, I guess, now, right? Subdivision application that we received since January 1st. Admittedly, a lot of those are 1 and 2, 3 lots that we see because we deny some that didn't have any, there wasn't really an access getting to the site. They couldn't say they were existing. So a couple of those are small, but there's some fairly good sized ones too. The big North Milton project is scheduled to be heard on the second meeting of January.
Is there any...
That'll be a biggie. There's 6 applications. I think 4 of them are... 2 of them are RPCs, 2 are commercial. One's a sewage disposal site or sewage treatment site, and the other is a spray irrigation site or whatever type of disposal method they choose.
All on one...
All of them.
For one project.
It'll be one presentation probably because there's 6 applications, but I had to separate them because of where they are. Sir? And they're different owners combined.
Is that all the only thing that's on that night?
Yeah. It's the only thing.
Is there any support for?
I think.
I wonder sometimes if we should just meet every week and do 2 evening meetings and 2 day meetings like this, and not have more than 5 public hearings at a still get 15 public hearings a month instead of 14. And we don't have these meetings that are lasting five and 6 hours anyway. But that's just one person's opinion. That may not fly at all, and that county council may not want us to do that, or the staff may not want us to do that.
Staff have more trouble than anybody else.
Once every Thursday.
That's what we meet during daytime.
My suggestion is that we almost need to meet once a week, but.
Three evening meetings you would have?
No, two day and two evening.
You wouldn't have enough for 2 day meetings, would you?
Well, yeah, you'd have public hearings on those, on one of those 2 days.
What we did a year or so ago, we were holding 5, plus old business, plus other business.
I know.
And we talked about it and decided that 7 would be a number that we could probably hear if we didn't have old and other.
Right.
And we tried it, and last meeting, Vince even referenced it. When they walk in, we had 7 public hearings, we had 5 with attorneys, we had 5 with big booklets. Well, varying size of booklets, but there's stuff you got to be able to digest.
But you don't
know.
You don't know because that 1 3-lot subdivision took over an hour.
Oh, no, you don't know. And when we look at them, when we schedule them, we try to look. I try to look at them.
I know you do.
And I'll see something I see is controversial because I know it's going to be controversial.
Right.
And I'll shorten the load. But that one didn't appear to be controversial.
And that's what I'm saying. I think
it's hard to guess.
I think the staff is doing a great job with what we've got. I'm just wondering if there's any if it would make things better or worse, or we just don't want to have that many meetings, or maybe that creates different problems for you that we don't know about.
No, it's a matter of getting the ads done and sending all the notices and that type of thing. You have to get them introduced, but right now we've got them introduced probably for 14 months. Not counting subdivision, but Shane, most of yours you got numbers on. We got the files ready. He's got them ready, just waiting for them to be advertised.
All
right. What we get into is we said last meeting, try to cut it back and see what happens. So we got scheduled through January, then we can adjust.
Okay.
Are they still, North Milton, I guess, is coming up and they've applied for however many number of lots, but are they still the same size? Are you seeing them?
That's the biggest thing we've ever had.
Well, I know, but setting that one aside, I mean, with the subdivision application, do you know really on hand?
I think they're.
How many units?
Going bigger.
They're going bigger.
Just under 4,000.
Just under 4,000.
The biggest one we ever had was Americana Bayside at 2,895.
Building the town.
I don't know, Shane. I was looking at the numbers the other day. There was a mess up in there, over 200 units.
That's all it seems like they're going up.
There's a lot of little ones in there where we may have rejected at the counter, or else the commission rejected because they're too big to be a minor.
It was just a thought. Just
no, it's fine. It's not a problem. We need your input anyway.
Just throwing it out there.
But what we've always tried to do is look and see the way they fall, because we try to do it by receipt date.
I know.
We get some expeditious actions applied to or some of our applications because they might be a firehouse, a school, public utility, something of that nature.
Right.
Or we just get told to move it up, but
right.
I didn't say it. And so we deal with those. And that's probably been more this year than we've had in any combined number of years lately. For some reason, we've had a mess of artesian water, tide water utilities, sewage treatment, water towers, fire hazes. We've had them this year, so we've had a lot of them. Other people are getting bumped because of it. That's the problem.
I think that's a definite trend that the commission's probably going to see in council is with the sewer treatment plants, too.
Yeah, everybody walks in. Let's know why it takes so long, and why can't they be expedited to the top? Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, why can't you?
And then I've got some that are
everybody else.
I've got some that are violations that we violated that are applying, and I'd almost like to put them up to the top because they're going to sit out there and stay in business for the next 14 months before we can hear them, and that really makes it look bad when they're operating the whole time. That's tough.
So more meetings is probably not the answer.
Mr. Chairman.
The day meetings would jam me up. Well, I mean, every week on a day.
I wanted to say, I think these 3 o'clock meetings last year or whatever have been wonderful. Because we're taking care of a lot of business, which memory serves me was at the end of an exhaustive night that we were going through this as it was, and these are a great idea. I leaning towards what Chairman Wheatley was saying, that maybe we could take this holiday period, we got 8 or 9 minds here, and come up with something that would alleviate it, because, and hearing what Lawrence has said, you know, we've had some of these and had some of these. I'm thinking in 2007 we're going to have some of those and some of those that will do it, and it seems like Mr. Robertson and I had a conversation on some of the public hearings at the end of the night. We were concerned that perhaps even the 99-9C items had been addressed, because some of the applicants were hurrying up, realizing that the commission was tired and that the night was long. So I'm following along with what you're saying. I would hope that maybe we could take this holiday period and come up with an idea that would alleviate the length of these meetings, so that the applicant, the public, and the commission can deal with them on equal footing.
Well, can I ask a question?
Yes.
If on most of these public hearings, if the applicants come in with a large volume of material, is it necessary to also have somebody present as much detail about what's in the book if it's already in the book?
The public doesn't see it.
Well,
yeah, that's the problem. I don't know. I agree with you. It's in the record. It's in the record.
You too, but it's,
you know,
they don't know it.
Saying it twice, basically, but
most of
I don't know how you could avoid doing that with the public here, because the problem is with that, you'd end up, I think, with more opposition, you know. It would,
yeah, well, the other thing with that is that there's only a few people come in and look at the documents, and then they go back and tell the neighbors what they think it says in the document, and it's different from what's actually in the document. We've had that a lot of times.
Gets to the fifth person.
Yeah, changes, so.
Could be a telegraph or whatever.
I don't think you're going to get around the presentations. Frankly, I think.
On today's schedule?
Yeah, nor do I.
Are we eliminating the number?
Are you keeping a number to a number for the 3 o'clock meetings? I mean, could we add more to this meeting?
Oh, yeah, we could. What you have is old business and other. Whatever we have, and we have a deadline for when they have to submit, and it's whatever we got. It might be 10 or it might be 30.
So that's all you got on that timeline.
Yeah, unless you wanted to add public hearings, then that's not what you want to do.
But there's no more.
We had one of these sessions, we started at 3 and we went to close to 6 one night.
We were here, it was after 6.
Yeah. But most of the time, we're usually done 4:30 or 5.
Right.
I mean, this works good because it gets a lot of house cleaning work done.
I know. I don't think
old
good.
Business and other business, that works. That's good.
Yeah. I don't think you can approve on
I think
this.
They need a night like this to really work well. Works good for us, don't you?
And my only suggestion for another meeting was for public hearings, not for any other reason.
Fine.
Just for public hearings. But I don't think you're going
to
get
we can
get
look
away.
At it and think about it, but I'm not saying. Okay. I would just, it doesn't matter to us.
Okay.
I think we should, though.
For advertising.
Could you look at either not going to 7, though, because it's been trending up. To the point where we've been here till like 11.
Oh, it had been later, yeah, for some reason.
And you can't, the presentations you're not going to get away from. And really, I think the presenters, the ones we see on a regular basis, they're sensitive more so now than they've ever been to the time element. They understand they need to get it done. But they have to create a record for their client.
That's
and
right.
The public. And you can't, and you have to let people talk. I mean, it's a public meeting, and I know we don't have to let them beat us up or be repetitive, but people need to be allowed to speak.
The one thing that we would have is that Shane and I do the minutes, and that takes a few hours. It takes more hours to do the minutes than it does hold the hearings.
Probably.
But we have to extract stuff out of agency comments and the booklets and all that, so you read them, and we try to summarize everything we can because we create it in the form of findings. Doing that every week could be difficult.
Okay. Well,
but it might not. We'd have to look
at it.
I'd like to show, but Shane and I would both like you to see a minute from maybe 1980 or something. Just see how short they are.
Bring a copy.
One little paragraph. There was a public hearing.
I'd like for these three guys to see what we used to do for a motion.
There was a public hearing. There was a public hearing, and this many people were present, and they voted, and that was it. That's all it ever said.
We used to just do them right the same night. You know, subdivisions the same night.
Major case will have.
Jack was grimace when you defer something, he'd go.
Could we put the conditional uses all together and hear all them? Would that do any good?
Well,
they seem to be shorter.
The difficulty there is that you could have a real big one of those too, if you want to keep numbers up, but then you couldn't have seven subdivision hearings.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones that seem to take the most time. Standard little conditional use or commercial application that, you know, they're fairly easy compared to the big RPCs and subdivisions.
Sounds like Mr. Lank and the staff have a good idea of at least what they think is going to be controversial and lengthy and adjust the schedule.
Well, we get surprised like we did last meeting. Last meeting surprised me. I was saying 9:30 and we walked out here at what time?
Yeah.
You guys, yeah, but you're doing a good job of what you got to deal with. I don't think it could be done any
better. And the difficulty is we look at an agenda and we see the list of public hearings. And we look at it and try to figure out how many people are, and Shane and I will talk to us, how many people have looked at this application? And none. That's when it gets scary.
Yeah.
Nobody shows up and you wonder how many you're going to get. You walk into the room full and we don't know what they're here for.
That's right.
But when they don't show up, it's sometimes more concerning than it is if people actually look at the file. Because sometimes you can talk to them and they're misled, some of them, when they come in and we tell them that what we see, and we show it to them, and they sometimes change their tune. And we're not trying to convince them. We're just trying to show them that they were told wrong.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Merry Christmas, I won't be here.
I'm sure that everyone on the commission joins me in wishing Mr. Lank a very Merry Christmas, since he's going to be here, and a safe and pleasant trip.
That's right.
We stand adjourned.